Okay, let's start our discussion of Zvachim Daf Peites. We are now in the 10th parak of Maseches Zvachim. As we start the 10th of the 14 prakim here in Zvachim, 120 blot or so in the Masechta, and now we are up to Daf Peites, 89. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaTadir Mechaveiro Kodem Es Chaveiro. We are familiar with the principle, Tadir V'sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem, right here. Anything that is more common than its other, its friend, Kol HaTadir Mechaveiro Kodem Es Chaveiro. So they that precedes the other item. So for example, Tamidim Kodem L'Musafin. Right, the examples given here, this is the source of the din, right? It's quoted other places regarding Kiddush, as we know, the bracha of Bar Piragafen being before the bracha of Kiddush, and the Kriyas HaTorah, certain Kriyas HaTorahs, we say Tadir V'she'enu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So here is in the context of Karbanos, right? This is the source of the din, Kol HaTadir. Says the Mishnah, HaTamidim Kodem L'Musafin. The Karban Tamid comes before the Karban Musaf. Why? Because the Karban Tamid is the most common. You can't get more common than the Karban Tamid because it is every single day. So, HaTamid Kodem L'Musafin. Musfei Shabbos Kodem L'Musfei Rosh Chodesh. The Musfim of Shabbos are Kodem the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And again, that's why in davening we also reflect that. We say Uviyam HaShabbos before we see a Rosh Hashechem, right? That's also in the Torah. Mutzvei Rosh Chodesh, Kovim Mutzvei Rosh Hashanah, Shene'emar Milvad Olas HaBoker, Asher Olas HaTamid, Ta'asu Es Eile. Do these, the Rosh Hashanah Karbanos, the special Rosh Hashanah Karbanos before... they're done after the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh Karbanos. Remember, there was a Tosfos that came up in Maseches Beitza regarding the Musafin of Bichlal, whether there are Karbanos Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Remember, there was a Deya in Tosfos. Tosfos discusses this in Beitza on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara there quotes the Chazal about Rosh Hashanah, Bakesel Yom Chagenu, Ezeo Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo. What does that mean? So Rashi says in a few places, Rashi says there that it's the only holiday that you don't see the moon. Right? All the other holidays are in the middle of the month. 15th of Nisan, 15th of Tishrei, even the 6th of Sivan, you see the moon. But Rosh Hashanah, you don't see the moon. That's what it means. Chodesh Biskasebo. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. Tosfos says, V'kashal Pirusho Zeh, Tehavi L'Lameh Marsha Levana Miskase. Not that the Chodesh is Biskase, the Levana is Biskase. So Rabbeinu Tam gives a different pshat. V'kach Perish Rabbeinu Tam, Rosh Chodesh Mizdamein Bo. Right, well, Miskase just means it always occurs on it. Rosh Chodesh is always on Rosh Hashanah. Klomar Shiragil Lavobo, V'kesel Oshin Zman, K'mol Yom Chakese Yavo Beso. Two. For Rabbeinu Meshulam, Piresh Miskase Shalohaya Seir Shal Rosh Chodesh Karev Bo. One of the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh. Right, lo, it wasn't there. Right, it's subsumed in Rosh Hashanah. V'hikshu Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says that can't be. D'butosefta kachashiv, kachashiv seirim bashana, v'kachashiv yibay seirim de Rosh Chodashim. The Tosefta has 12 goats of Rosh Chodashim. V'lo matzinu yudbeiz, em lo hayasir de Rosh Chodesh, de Rosh Hashanah. V'yishivlo Rabbeinu Bishulam. Rabbeinu Bishulam says, no, of course I meant you bring in the Karbanos. Lo ala liba lo markein. I didn't mean, there was a havamin in Tosefus to quote it. But I didn't mean that you don't bring the seir. Ella, it's not mafurish, the Rosh Hashanah, d'chsive pinchas, milvad olas ha-chodesh, our pasuk, v'chad aslo hizkir. It doesn't say beferish that a Rosh Hashanah, it says olas ha-chodesh u'binchasa. Let's say v'chatas, right? The special chatas that's brought on every Rosh Chodesh. So that's what it means that it wasn't mentioned. The yesh b'farshim b'skasa, the last day of Tosfos, she'im askirin osova musa, the Rosh Hashanah. Right? We don't mention it in the Musaf. Of course you bring it. You don't mention it in the davening. For Rabbeinu Tam, haya omer adarava. No. Ho v'haya karev maskirin osova musa, the Rosh Hashanah. Of course you mention it. Rabbeinu Tam says, sometimes it's in parentheses in some achzarim. V'tikin Rabbeinu Tam lomar, b'musaf milvad olas ha-chodesh, v'chein tikin lomar, shnei si'irim ki'il chasan, si'ir echad shal Rosh Chodesh, v'si'ir echad shal Rosh Hashanah. So it's fascinating, different deus. What does it mean, shal chodesh b'skasebo? The moon is covered, or it always falls out, or the first presentation of Rabbeinu Meshulam, that there's one less carbon on because Rosh Chodesh. Right? What's the root issue, conceptually? How much, when we have Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, how much does it even lose the status of Rosh Chodesh? Because it's super Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's the beginning of the year, not just the beginning of the month. So is it a Rosh Chodesh plus, or is it super Rosh Chodesh and maybe totally redefines its Rosh Chodesh element? Even Tosfos for a fleeting moment thought that maybe the carbon is different. We ended up saying no, it just means that the carbon is not different, but maybe another day of Tosfos, you at least don't mention it in the Tfilos, even if you bring it. Again, as if to say that there's something different about this Rosh Chodesh than others. And again, the generic element of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah has a different place. So that's also based on this last pasuk in the Mishnah, Milvado Lasach Baboker, Asher Lo Lasa Tamid Tazuasela, right? This is about Rosh Chodesh. I'm adding on the psukim of Rosh Hashanah, Milvad the Rosh Chodesh. This is Rosh Chodesh Milvad the Karban Tamid. Not exactly the same, but it's the same idea in that section in Pinchas where we have the new karbanas added on to more common karbanas. Tosfos discusses here in the first Tosfos in the Perek. What do we need a special makar for tadir v'she'eno tadir that the carbon tamid goes first? We have a different din. The carbon tamid always has to be first. They can't have any carbonas brought before or after the carbon tamid, with one exception, carbon pesach. But besides that, as Tosfos tema, we know that's the aseh the hashlama. To prepare tamid nishchat amrinan minayin shol yedavar kodam la tamid shene'emar ha'ola ola rishona lamali. So what do you need? That extra makar, that separate makar, typically mihacha. Just learn it from here. What do you need two sources for? Right? The aseh the hashlama. And here, what do you need the separate makar for? Tosfos goes through back and forth. You look towards the middle of Tosfos. Tosfos has a deya v'yesh lomar de ha'ola ola rishona lahakdamas haktara de bahaktara airi v'kradahacha lahakdamas shchita de ta'asu es ele ba'asiya de dam airi. What are we talking about? Are we talking about the haktara, the burning, or are we talking about the shchita? That's the difference. Earlier we were talking about the other pasuk might have been talking about the haktara. Here you learn even the shchita. No shchita of any other carbon can be done before the shchita of the carbon tamid. What's the havamina to be machalik between the shchita and the haktara? So the Stipler says in Psachim in Simen Mem Vav that it depends on how you look at shchita sakarban and haktara sakarban. We mentioned this idea weeks ago, maybe months ago, back in the first parak, I think. We had a similar idea from the Zera Avram, Avram Loftier, the son-in-law of the Meshech Chachma. Says the Stipler, shchita kapala holacha zrika, those are specific to the karban. When I do shchita vachatas, I'm doing shchita vachatas, I'm doing zrika vachatas, right? And it has its generic name. But Haktaras HaKarban, suggests the Stipler, it's universal. When I do Haktara Avachatas, or an Ola, or any other Karban, Haktaras Chalavim, Haktaras Pidarim, Veivarim, that is all Haktaras Karbanos, not specific of any Karban by that stage. Right? We discussed this by Shvicha Shirayim. Is there a difference of the Shvicha Shirayim of an Ola, of a Chatas, of all the ones that are Karbanos of the Mizbeach HaChitzon? So it could be that you look at it universally, not specifically. So Stipler says that's the reason that you would have been mechalik. Rak avodas hadam shel hakarban misyachzos l'shem hakarban kagon shchita shlamim shchita zol shchita schatos aval lagabi mitzvos haktara ein avodas haktara misyacheses l'shem hakarban lomar haktara shlamim haktaras ola eladinu shetzorach lahakaris emure karbanos alkein lo shayach lomar she'ivari tamid heim tadiris. You can't say they're tadir. Shari ein anu misyachsim klalas she'ivarim elu bo mikarban tamid. Not that it's tadir, it's all the same. So that's why that halacha of aseid hashlama wouldn't teach us the principle of tadir v'she'eno tadir, because the karbanos lose their specific status by the time of haktara. Also interesting chakira question is, when we talk about the halacha of tadir v'she'eno tadir, and all the achronim discuss it as well, is that a din of that the first karban, the tadir should be brought first, or that the tadir shouldn't be brought second? Right, what's the halacha? L'mayin nafka mina? Could it be brought at the same time? Right, everything we're talking about here, the Mikdash David points out in Simen Tes Os Yud, all the cases we're talking about is we have a choice to do one before the other. You have to do one before the other. By Kriyas HaTorah, you can't lane at the same time. You have to do one before the other one. So then you say Tadir Sheino Tadir. But what happens if you can do it at the same time? So is that a violation of Tadir Sheino Tadir? Is it that you have to do Tadir first, or you can't do Tadir second? Right, that's the Mikdash David's Chakira, and he assumes the latter. He assumes the point is that you're not allowed to do tadir second, and therefore if you do it at the same time, then it's fine. That's what he assumes. V'hinei, he quotes this question of Tosfos and Psach, Tosfos, of here is Vachim, and he says that's the answer to Tosfos. V'nir alomar, d'mishimachi itzrich krad ha'ola ola rishona. V'lo sagi bazet to call a tadir mechaveir kodem as chaveiro. You can't just use arden. Mishim dikat nafkusa, d'zed the tadir kodem hu rak heichad v'i efshar la'asur shdem ke'echad. V'tzrichim lahakdim echad lechaveiro, oz sarach lahakdim atadir. Then you have to be mocked in the tadir. Ah, Valkisha wrote Simla, so Shneam ke'echad. But if you want to do them both together, Shapur Dami, it would be okay. Valeka dinchasor of Tafkalas as a tadir kodem. Vechein kalanach de chashvinon. Beresh perakala tadir. Kalad makudish mechaveira. All of these in our Mishnah, as we will see, akobe bol asos bezech or zeh. So you want to do it one after the other. Avo babasachas. Less than ba. But if you want to do it together, there wouldn't be a problem. That's his nafkamina to how to understand the principle of tadir, v'she'eno tadir. Rabbi Chanan is not convinced that he is correct. Rabbi Chanan does not quote the Mikdash David, but he says in Psachim Os Reish Hei, he quotes from the halacha, we know the halacha of, it's mentioned in Mishpatim, Maleas Chavet Demachal Osa Acher. So that's the mitzvah asay of having my Matnas Kahuna and Matnas Aniyim in the specific order. It's accounted as a separate mitzvah asay daraisa. So, but Rabbi Chanan, talking about that, he quotes, Lakriv Tadev Sheino Tadev Vas Achas. What about doing it at the same time? Right, the issue of the Mikdash David. Hinei Petosas Reish Temura Hevi O Mi Yerushalmi Gavi Maktim Truma Libikurim. What if I bring Truma before Bikurim? I'm not supposed to. Bikurim is supposed to be first. If I bring Truma first, Tibimafr Shneim Bebas Achas, Leka Lav Delo Ta'acher. I don't violate a Lav. Aval Over Ba'ase. Shahayil Olahakdim Rishon Lashani. Vari Kara Shmam Bebas Achas. Vilaka. Kiva Delo Hikdim Shani Larishon. Vahachanami, he assumes, similarly, just like that din of Lo Sa'ab, Le'eschav Demacha, Hachanami, Kiva the Mitzvah Lakdim Tadir. Over ba'asei and makrivim ba'asacha. So machlokas achronim about the mitzvah of tadir, about the halacha of tadir. Do we say that we would say at the same time it would be okay, or no? That's also a violation. That's not tadir kodem, and therefore it would be a problem. Okay, we continue. So minalon says the Gemara. How do we know this halacha of tadir? Ask the Gemara. How do we know? We quote the pasuk. Not very often does the Mishnah quote a pasuk, right? Usually that's left for the Gemara. But here the Mishnah quotes the pasuk. So minalan, kitakamar taima, milvad olas haboker. What do you mean? We have a pasuk that's quoted. So Gemara answers, dilma tmidin hein dekadnulu musafin, mishum de tzidiri. Well, maybe there's a difference. Maybe only carbon tamid. How do you know it should be generalized? Carbon tamid comes before, that's tadir. That is every single day. That's absolute, right? That you don't get more a tadir than that. Musafin la musafin minale. But how do I know relative also? How do I know karban musaf of Shabbos comes before Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos isn't every day. Maybe tadir is a daily halacha. Only something that comes up daily comes first, but not something that just comes up more often. That's the question. So Amar Rabbi La, the Amar Kra, Ka'ele ta'asu layom shivas yamim. Right? Famous pasuk. So just like these, you shall do this for 7 days. Rashi quotes Basar Ahukra de Movado Azabokato Sosela. Right after the pasuk that the Mishnah quoted, first the Mishnah's pasuk came besides the Olas Haboker, you do this, then it says, Ka'ela Tasu, Mashma, Rashi says, Kiseder Sha Marti Lacha Ka'ela Shel Mala. Right, just like the rules that I said earlier, those rules apply here too. And back to the Gemara now. Ka'ela tasu layom shivas yamim, ela ka'ela. So we're comparing it to the previous section in the Torah, and just like there, tadir kodim, so to the seder amusafin. If you have a day with two musafs, right, Shabbos on Yantif, so you do Shabbos before Yantif. So that's ela ka'ela. Says the Gemara, v'ayimi bo'ele l'gufei, don't you need this just to tell me that you need musaf for 7 days from the first pasuk? I wouldn't have known it. I would have thought maybe you only need musaf for the first day. So MK nichtav kra ele ta'asu layom. So it should have just said ele, not ka'ela. Ikas of ele, no. If it would have said ele ta'asu layom shivas yamim, hava, I mean, I would have thought ele l'shivas yamim. I would have thought maybe all these karbanas have to be brought across 7 days. Right? Seven across 7 days. Not seven each day. Maybe that's what I would have said if you would have said that. So again, it's not extra. So Gemara says, no, layom siv. It says layom. Layom means each day. So it is extra. V'akati, no, maybe not. Akati ema ele layom. Avashar yome lo yadana kama. Maybe it's not extra. Ele layom would mean for day one. Avashar yome, I still wouldn't know how many are required. Amakrono, it says ta'asu. Shiukol ha'asios shavos. It says ta'asu, do this. So we assume all the doings are equal, and that is the maskana of this day of the Gemara. They're all equal, so therefore it's extra. So we use it to teach us tadir v'she'eno tadir. Abaya Amar migufit akra. Abaya said, no, you know from the original pasuk, meaning maybe you don't have that hava mina. Oh, it only has to be the ultimate tadir. You know it from the pasuk of the Mishnah. Right, that's what it. That's how we understand it. Imkain lemakra milvad olas haboker v'tishtok. Let me explain. Says the Abaya. How do I know that? The pasuk should have just said milvad olas haboker. Asher lo olas hatamid lamalila meimar. What do you add in that phrase? Tachta tzira tiktom to teach me tadir. That's an extra phrase, and we know tadir even relative, not just absolute. Good. Okay. Again, tadir comes up in many different contexts. We'll mention one after we read the first line of the next Mishnah. Any item, next rule, anything that is more sanctified than its friend goes before its friend. It has a ribui kedusha, and the Gemara is going to list, the Mishnah is going to list off various examples where something is more mekudesh mechaveru. Just as an example, the first line. Dama chatas kodem l'dama ola. If I have two damim to sprinkle, right, the I'm a kohen. I have dam chatas to be zorek and dam ola. So which one goes first? Dam chatas. Vipnei shehu miratze. Because it is miratze, because it brings kapara, it brings atonement, so that makes it more mekudesh, and that's why it is brought first, if there is a choice. Tosfos discusses, so on the top of Amud Beis, Tosfos says, Chatas and Ola, there's another mention that could have been, a halacha that could have been mentioned. The Gemara is, and the Mishnah is going to mention this later on. Dam Chatas is put on all four Kronos, right? So that makes it, that reflects, and also that causes some type of higher level of Kedusha, also compared to Dam Ola. So why didn't they mention that? The Mishnah mentions that later on when it compares other factors. So Tosva says that this is Hadalo Kamar Taima, Mishum de Dama Nita Adal Kronos, Kitakamar Gabe Asham, Mishum de Kivan de Dam Ola, Asi Mikoach Khalil, Kidarabi Gemara, Losagi Betaima de Arba Kronos. There are other elements that could have been mentioned that would have countered the Dalet Kronos, right? Ola, as we will see, has an element that's special and unique to it. It's Khalil. It's totally Birds of the Mizbeach. So just Dalet Kronos might not have overpowered the aspect of Khalil. So that's why we have to have the halacha of Mipnei Shehu Miratze. Okay, but stop there for a moment. There is a discussion in the Tur and the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch v'chulu. What's the halacha? The halacha that we are all familiar with. And that is, in the morning, we put on our talis before we put on tefillin, right? So that is a big discussion. Why is that? Why do we do that? When somebody wears a talis gadol, right? Not talis katan, you can put on when we wake up. But why do we wear a talis gadol before the talis katan? It says the tour in Simen Chafhei. V'yachash nesatei betzitzes, yaniach tefillin miyad. Right after you put on your tzitzes, right after you put on a talis, so you put on the tefillin right afterwards. Kidei. So that by the time we say Kriyashma and Tefillah, we're wearing both. The Torah does not focus on why the talis is coming before the tefillin. Just like you have to have the tefillin on right, as soon as possible before, so you're not made a desheker. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Aros al-Kabbalah, all of Obach Shemayim, Shlema, Yifne, Veyitol, Yadav, Veyaniach Tefillin, Veyikra Kriyashma, Veyispalel. Veyamar Ula, Kalakori Kriyashma, Velo Tefillin, Kilo Meyede desheker Ba'atzmo. According to the Gemara in Brachas. Rabbi Barabba, Rabbi Yochanan, Kidu Kriftoda, Belo Mincha, Zevach, Belo Nesachim, Vichulu, and he continues. The tour does not quote the reason for talis before tefillin. He just says you have to wear tefillin. So that's what the Mefarshim. Mitoch de Rabbeinu says the Beis Yosef, from the tour you get the impression, Nireshe, Betchila, Mesade, Betzitzit, Viachacham, and he have tefillin. So why is that? Why is tzitzis before tefillin? V'chei katzav b'nimuki Yosef, hilcha tzitzis. The mitzvah tzitzis, sheshkula keneged kol mitzvos, roi lahaktim. You look at the nimuki Yosef, do tzitzis before tefillin. V'o shehi tadira Yosef. Ah, tadir v'sheino tadir. Right, tadir kodem. Right, because tzitzis, talis, is every single day of our life. And tefillin is not Shabbos and Yontif. Tefillin is not Shabbos and Yontif. night, we might pass in night is man tefillin. It's just that we're shema yisham and shema yafiach b'hen. But that's not fundamentally why it's not. We pass in it's man grama because of Shabbos and Yontif. So it's tadir. This is more tadir. No hagas b'hem b'chol b'hem b'Shabbos v'yontif v'tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodim v'chem atzas v'rabbeinu Yonah. Good. So he quotes a couple of sources that Talos goes first. V'yachar kach. And then he quotes. Maybe it's not so simple. He quotes some other sources, but then he quotes the Zohar. Because, so it's a machlokes. So the Beis Yosef often says, if you have a machlokes between the Nigla and the Nistar, so you go by the Nigla. But if you don't have a machlokes, or you have different opinions, so then the Zohar could be machria. We wouldn't pass like the Zohar against the Gemara. But if there are different shitas, so then you could pass like a Zohar. Right? Often, even elsewhere in Hilchos Tefillin, right? Not wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. That's also a Zohar. Right, so that is Shabbos and Yontif are an oath, and Dukem with tefillin even on Chol HaMoed. Even on Chol HaMoed, that's the Shulchan Aruch is harif about that. The Rama argues. But the Beis Yosef says, V'kasav ha'agur b'shem sefer ha'zohar, she'isser gadol, mi she'miniach tefillin, kodem levishas ha'tzitzis. Goes to the Zohar. What's the controversy? What's the other side? This first line that we just read. Kol mekudesh mechaveiro, kodem eschaveiro. So when you have Tadir and you have Mekudash, it's just so pashit that Tadir goes before Mekudash. Because if something is Mekudash Mechavero, so they are Kodem Eschavero. That's what the Beis Yosef, the Bach also discusses this here. But if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Remember, the Beis Yosef was very upset. Not very upset. He quoted different days, but then he quoted the Zohar, the Maskanas. That's what we said. We do. As we know, Shulchan Aruch says here in Simin Chafei, the Shulchan Aruch says at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin, Acha Shalavish Talish Betsuyat Yaniach Tefillin, Shema'alin Bakodesh. Ma'alin Bakodesh. So that's an added point. So what are we doing here? We have Tadir Shino Tadir, Talish should go before Tefillin. And then we have Tefillin should go before Talish because of Kol Mekudesh Mechavero, Kodem Eschavero. So now we have this extra line that we put on the Tefillin first, Shema'alin Bakodesh. So what exactly does that mean? So if you look here in the Mefarshim, the Magen Avram, where do I want to look? The other Mefarshim talk about this later. Sorry, the Magen Avram is coming up later in the next point. But that's what we paskin, the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions here at the beginning of Simon Chafei, quotes the Beis Yosef, quotes the Beis Yosef, then he quotes the Hikshu of Adarava, even the Tefillin Mekudesh Yoser, Hakaimon, Kol Mekudesh Mechaver, Kol Demes Chaveiro, Vekin Havel Lahaktim Tefillin Litzitzes. Quotes that question from the Shagas Aryeh in the Noda Yehuda. Aval Dever Abenu Beis Yosef Sotkim, Dihine, Bimenachas Maskinan, Ditadir Umekudosh, Shneem Shavim Bamala. They would cancel each other, or they would be equal. The Yochel Lahaktim Misha Yertzav, Chem Pazak Arambam, Sofer Aches Mitmidin. V'tzitzis lagavi tefillin havi tadir shenu agam shabbos v'yom tovim. So therefore, it's equal. V'zehu sha'amar, and that's why he quotes another factor, because mekudash would be equal to tadir. That's why. What does he quote? V'kiva d'shneim shavim b'ma'ala l'chein nitzad ma'alim b'kodesh klomar l'ha'alos es gufo. The Mishnah Berurah, the Berurah also quotes that. Lakach makdim atalas latfilin v'cheinu b'zohar so parshas b'midbar v'tzitzis yobash kodem l'tfilin ayin sham. So again, he says, because it's equal, that's why the other factor is quoted. Rashi Pesach, one final source, in the Har Tzvi, discusses this as well, and he says in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chaf, he has a simen. Hakdama tzitzis l'tfilin. Achar ha'iyun, he says, Sadku ma'od, divrei bir halacha, sadku ma'od, v'davar gadol, diber. The yeshnei suge mitzvahs. So there are two types of mitzvahs. Yesh mitzvah shehi lo na'asis al gufa adam. V'ha mitzvah hi rak p'ula ma'asis. There are some mitzvahs that we do, but it's not upon us. It doesn't change us. I mean, in general, maybe every mitzvah in a general sense changes us. But there are certain mitzvahs that are not na'asis al gufa adam. It's a p'ula. It's a action that we do, not that we have done on us. And if you have two actions to do, one after another, lo biyachad, that's what you say, kolam mekudesh mechavero, kodem eschavero. You have two actions. You have dam chatas and you have dam ola. Right? Two actions. Masha'enkin mitzvah shenas is begufo, but a mitzvah that you have on you, mitzvah shebeguf, שהגוף מלובש בזבא, והוא צריך להסלבש בשניהם גם יחד, על זה אמרו, מעלין בקודש. Says then, it's different. It's not just two actions you have to do. You're talking about two mitzvah shiva gufo that you're going to put on you. That, he says, that's the bir halacha that we just alluded to before. Shomer malin bakodesh al ha'adam ka'i. Pirish. The mitzvah hanat says al gufa adam. Shu tzarech leskadesh b'shnei mitzvah zeilu. V'lios me'utaf b'shneiem ha'adam tzarech lelech madrit midarga ladarga. Ul his'alos b'kiddush gufo. כי מתחילו רק מחסה עצמו בכיסוי של מצווה, וידי תפילנו מקשר את עצמו בקשר הייחוד והקדושה. וזה ברור כוונוסו שביר הלכה, אלא שקיצר כאן מאוד. וכן דרך עבוד עשה אדם, שהוא עצמו צריך ללך ממטה למעלה, ולהיות תמיד עולה במעלס ועבוד עשה בורי יסברך. We have to go up the spiritual ladder constantly. So, even though called Mekudish Bechaver, called them as Chaver, that's in terms of Maisa Mitzvahs. But it's in terms of us. So then, ומעט הדבר ביר הלכה מדוקדוקין מאוד, שמתקדים מעלין בקודש על האדם קוי, והאדם צריך להביא את עצמו ממטה למעלה, ולכן נדחה כלל כל המקודש מחברו, קודם אס חברו, דסדר עבודת האדם עצמו, הוא להיות עולה תמיד במעלה עבודת הקודש, ולהסתה בסרוסה דלתתה, כדי לזכות בסרוסה דלעילה. So it's different than the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we have a tie, and that's what we call a third opinion. Right, katzva shlishi. Right, tadir equals makudash, and that's why you bring in the ma'alin bakodesh about a person. The Hartzvi says no. No, makudash could win. Makudash might win, but when it comes to that, different types of mitzvahs, right, that has to do with mitzvahs of maisa mitzvahs, and then there's mitzvahs of halas hagavra. Okay, there's a lot on this daf. We'll have to squeeze in what we can. Okay, says the Mishnah. This Mishnah also is amazing, relating to the uniqueness of every carbon. Something that we haven't touched on really since the first parak, the first two prakim, where we discussed the relationship between at length between chas and asham and chatas and ola and shlamim and carbon pesach. Right, we discussed a lot of the conceptual connection between these karbanas, so we alluded to, but this is a major source for that. So chatas and ola. Dam chatas kodem adam ola b'reishu maratze. Chatas is a more intense karban, right? It's ba'al chet, and that's why it comes first. Evare ola kodem le'emure chatas. But that's only for terms of the dam. Evarim, right? Both of these have to be burned. The evarim of an ola have to be burned, though, before the emurim of the chatas, because ola is kalil. B'reishu kalil la'ishim. There's what to say about that line, but let's just first continue. Chatas kodem es la'asham. Chatas comes before asham. They're both Baal Chet. One of the sugyas we mentioned was that an Asham is like somewhere in the middle. An Asham has Zrikas like an Ola, has Halachas like an Ola, but it's Baal Chet like a Chatas. So an Asham has both status, is related to both Karbanas. So, but here it says Chatas Kodem La Asham, and there's a big question about the Girsa here. Mipnei, Shedama Nitan Ledalet Kranos Al Hayesod. Our girsa is because it's dam. The chadas of dam is put on four kronos on the yisod. Is that one factor or two factors? So we have it as one. It's put on the four kronos on the with the yisod at the bottom, meaning on the kronos on top, though, al ha-yisod. So what does al ha-yisod here mean? Look at the Shita Mekubetza. Shita Mekubetza says, chadas kodem es la'asham, pirush ha-kuntris. Va'al ha-yisod. All right, first he quotes Rashi. Rashi adds in a vav. Vi'al ha-yisod. What does Va'al HaYisod mean? Rashi, let's read Rashi first. Shvicha Shirayim. Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisod, right on the southwest. Uba Asham Lamatzinu Shenemru, Bo Yisod. And you don't find that by Asham it says Yisod. It has a Shem Mekubet says, what are you talking about? The halach is by Okor Banas. Yes, Shvicha Shirayim by the Yisod. So what's Rashi talking about? And then he has a very important line. Whenever you have a Rishon that says something like this, you know it's important. He says, and don't tell me that there's going to be a difference that by Chatos it says it Mefurish, and by Asham it's not Mefurish, it's learned out from a drasha. There's no difference between those two. They're both Daraisa. So the fact that he says that means, hell, maybe there is a difference, right? He's being very defensive, right? He says the Shimon Gubet says, right? He says, Ratzalom Elo Nemer Behedya Mabakach Mikom Makom Isnube Mali Im Asya Midrasha Odechsiva Ba Behedya Halokapet Ela Almaydeyesh Bazet Tvei Mi Bazet. Well, who cares if it's written beferish or not? Says Yeshiva Gubat says, is it the din? It's the din. So I don't think that that's a separate factor, Rashi, that it's saying it's on the chronos and the Yesoda said beferish. I don't think that's how you read the Gemara. And that's why the Shimon Gubat says has a different shot. That what does it mean? How do you read the Gemara? He says, "Lakach nira delo yov time ala milsa ela midama de midama nitan ala kronos aval ala yisod isanami ba'asham v'yim tomar." So what does that line mean? Yesh lomar says the shita dahaki ka'amar chatas mikudeshes me'asham mipnei shedama nitan ala kronos v'gamkein uton shvicha shirayim kimo asham. Shalom Tomar, Kashem Shachatas Kodam La Asham, Rish Domenita La Kronos, Kachnami Asham Mukudash Michatas, Rish Uton Shvicha Shirayim Li Yesod. Lakakamar, no, Ala Yesod Shaton Shvicha Shirayim, Ala Yesod Kamo Asham. That's the same, the same. It says it's not emphasizing a difference really. It's trying to be motzi, something that we might have said otherwise. But then he says that it's not really a difference. But then he has another crucial line at the end. Aval Ein Lomar. Mipreshehu Maratze, the end of Oz Beis. But don't the Gemara, the Mishnah couldn't have said, well, Chatas, just like Chatas is called the Ola because it's Maratze, Chatas is called the Asham because it's Maratze. Why? Because Asham is Nami Maratze. Asham is also Baal Chait. Asham in that way is also similar to Chatas. Again, all of these lines are so laden with meaning that just have to note them. I know that we have to come back at another time. Also, that sheath is important for the sugya that we've quoted often, Dabar HaMafurish B'Kra and Lo Mafurish B'Kra. The Ran and Nedar HaMadav Chesem and Aleph, the Tosfos Yontifir points it out, but the Ran and Nedar HaMadav Ches talks about, sometimes there's a difference in La Halacha, whether something is Mafurish B'Kra or not Mafurish B'Kra. Remember that Ran discusses, if somebody wakes up in the morning and says, I make a neder to learn Maseches Sukkah. So that neder has an effect. Ask the Gemara, and the Ran discusses this, but don't you have, isn't that Mushba V'yome Me'har Sinai? You have Mushba, you have to learn everything. Right? Well, Mushba V'yome, you have to learn every second. So the Ran explains, of course you have to learn every second, V'gisva Yom V'alayla. But it's not Mefurish B'Kra what you have to learn. It's not Mefurish B'Kra. So a Shvua can be Chal on a Davrshin Mefurish B'Kra. Mushba V'yome Me'har Sinai is only when it's Mefurish B'Kra. So that's one example. There are other examples. We had earlier in the Masechta also, the Tosfos of Meshech HaShvuas, but we've had other examples of something different because it is Mefurash B'Kra, but that's the important shita here, and in general, the discussion of Chatas compared to Asham. Let's continue. Asham Kodem Letoda Vel Nazir. Asham comes before Toda Nazir, Mimnei Shehu Kachi Kachim. Right, Asham is Kachi Kachim. Toda Ve'el Nazir Kodem L'Shlamim Mimnei Shehein Ne'echal on the Yom Echad. They have less time to eat, which reflects some type of more intense kedusha. V'tun and lechem, and also it has loaves that go with it. Toda and el nazir. Hashlamim called in the bechor. Shlamim goes before bechor. Mebnei shehein. Tun and matan dalid. Shlamim means dalid. What does that mean, dalid? It means shtayim shein arba. Right? It means on the two opposite corners, on the northeast and southwest. Vismicha v'nesachip v'tnufas chazi v'shok. And the shlamim also has these avodos that the bechor does not have. Habachar called him the Meiser, Mebnesha Kedushas Meirechem. Bachar comes before a Meiser because Kedushas Meirechem, it has Kedusha from its inception, from Rechem, right? That's what we just quoted very often. The Taz in Yoradei and Shinchaf Aleph. That's why we don't make a bracha on, out of the three mitzvahs that have to do with firstborns. We only make a bracha on two out of three. We make a bracha on Bachar Adam. We make a bracha on Petah Rechem. And we make a bracha on Petah Chamor, and we don't make a bracha on Bechor Beim Torah because the Taz says, I'm not really doing anything. It's Kodesh Meirechem. Right when it's born, it belongs to the Kohen. So that's why you don't make a bracha. That's the important Taz that we've read in the past. Recently, I'm not going to read it again now, in Shidduch Aleph. V'ne'achal HaKohanim. And also Bechor goes to the Kohanim. Meiser is not. HaMeiser called him LaOfos, but Meiser Behema comes before Tod, the Avodah is done before Ofos. V'beishu, who's Zevach? Because it is a zevach v'yishbo kodesh kadashim, and not only that, but it has in it, Meiser has within it kodesh kadashim, meaning what? Damo ve'emurav. The emurin of kachi kalim achieve the status of kachi kachim, because they have to be huktar on the mizbeach. Ha'ofos kodmin l'manachas, birds come before flower, b'nei shehein, minei damim. Minchas chote kodmin l'minchas nedava, b'nei shehu ba'al chet, chatas ha'of kodem es la'olas ha'of v'chein pekdesha. Also in the hakdasha, we know you have a kan. You always have to, often you have to bring two birds. Chatas and an ola bird, so you do the chatas before the ola. Okay, good. One final discussion before we start Amud Beis, and that is also the Shulchan Aruch and also an Arachayim. Also, two Arachayim discussions today. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Aleph. You don't have to look too far for this discussion. Simin Aleph and Shulchan Aruch are supposed to say the Parsha Karbanos every day. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Lomar, Parshas Hakeda, Parshas Hamon, Aseres Hadibros, Uparshas, Ola, Mincha, Shlomim, Chatas, Asham. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Supposed to say it. So we have the minhag of saying Ezeo Makoman. So Ezeo Makoman has the other order, not this order, right? We have it says Ola Mincha Shlamim Chatas Asha. So ask the Magen Avram Nishalti. And this is a quote from the tour also. Lama kasa vatur v'harav eis yosi b'shochan arach lomar Ola v'chulu chatas v'chulu halakai malan perag yudis v'achim chatas kodem la'ola. We read this Mishnah, and we say, why does the Shulchan Aruch say that Ola comes before Chatas in our Tfilos? The Kakas of Rashi, Parashat Azriya. V'nira li, so he says, D'amrina, says the Magen Avram, V'nira li, D'amrina, B'svachim Dav Zayin. Way back, right, a couple months ago. Right, what did we learn earlier? That why does Chatas come before Ola, Mashal, the Proklet? It's like the Proklet, Shenichnas HaMelech, Ritz HaProklet, Nichnas Doron HaCharav. First, you wipe the slate clean, and then you bring a present. So Chatas gets rid of our Averis, and then Ola is a present. And Tosfos there says Ola is a Doron, even though it's Mechaper on Aseis. Avagav da Asei Mechaperes, Yoser Mechatas, even though it's Mechaper on Aseis, Chatas is Mechaper on Pierce to Asei, the Isa Begumara, Chatas Mechaperes on Chavi Asei, Mikufya, but Ola Mechaper Mikiva. Ola is the Iker Kapara for Aseis. Chatas is v'chaper on the los aseis. Afal pike k'shikar of chatas rishona imkvein kar kipra al chay v'krisus v'asei. But if you bring a chatas, that covers. V'imkvein ola have doron. Aval, Magen Avraham now says, when we say it, when you bring a karban, the chatas goes before ola. But what about when you say karbanas? Aval ba'amira seinu kosavatur shalo yomar yehi ratzon asher achar parshas achatos shema eino chayev chatos. Right, the ones that have the minhag to say the yiratzons don't say the yiratzons by the chatos because maybe you're not chayev avi kakori batora va'ola mechaperes aseis. But the Gemara says ein lecha adam sheinu mechuyev asei. We've all been mevatel that different aseis. V'yemkein, that's why ola comes first because ola is more of the vadai when you say it. When you bring the karban, obviously chatos comes first. But when you say it, then ola comes first. That's the suggestion of the Magen Avraham. But he says at the end, aval kishe yodeh shen is chayev chatos. What if I know I'm chayev chatos? What if I was bechal Shabbos b'shogeg? What if I know I'm chayev chatos? Then I should say chatos first. That's the nafgamina. That's the nafgamina. That's the Magen Avraham. If you look in the Shari Tshuva here, the Shari Tshuva has another charifus from the Sefer Das Kedoshim. We don't have time to do it right now. But that's if you want to look there. He talks about the Achilas Basar element and the there's no Achilas Basar Bizman Hazeh. So that's why Ola is going to come first. Again, they're all trying to say why the Shulchan Aruch is different and it's Bizman Hazeh while the Mishnah is talking about Bizman HaMikdash. Okay. Vayter. Minani Mili. So how do we know that not Tadir, that was the first Mishnah, but how do we know that Dam Chatas comes before Dam Ola? First line in the Mishnah, though Dam Chatas comes before Dam Ola, a Vare Ola comes before a Mure Chatas. So how do you know that both of them have that element? So Tzana Rabbanan, Ufar Sheni Ven Bakar, Tikach L'Chatas. So the second par, by the Chinuch of the Levium in Bamidbar, the second par, Bibrona Zachatas. So Imbal Alamid, why do you have to say the Par Sheni? Imbal Alamid Shem Shnayim. If it's to tell you that there are two, Hari Kvar Nemar Vasa, so Achar Chatas Vasa Achar Ola, we already know that. Matam Alomar, Upar Sheini Ben Bakar Tikach L'Chatas, why do you have to say it? Sheyachol, because I might have thought, Sheye Chatas Kodemes L'Chomaisa Ola, I might have thought that Chatas is in front before Ola for everything. Tam Alomar, Upar Sheini Ben Bakar Tikach L'Chatas. Emphasize that Chatas is sometimes second. So Ipar Sheini Yachol Te Ola Kodemes L'Chatas L'Chomaseh, some may think Ola is always first. Tam Alomar Vasa, so Achar Chatas Vasa Achar Ola. So we have two psukim. One teaches me that chatas is first. One teaches me that ola is first. Haketzad, dam chatas kodemes la dam ola. Bebreishem aratzeh. The dam, which is this, the part of the avoda that has to do with the kapara. So that comes first. The dam chatas goes before the dam ola. And evare ola see the shita. Kavan le murechatas v'bneishin kalo la'ishim. But the evarim of the ola go before the emurim of the chatas because of kalil. And that's how you read both psukim. Good. Says the Gemara, why? Why do you say that? Ve'ema, reading with the Bach, ve'ema, matana kamaisa de mechapra tiktom v'hanachlo. Why don't you just say, the chatas always comes first. The chatas is mechapra. Finally, you finish the kapara of the chatas. And we know, earlier, remember, way back in Perek Beis Shammai, back on Daf Lamed Vav, the Mishnah said, we hold that chatas, really b'di'evet, even one matan is mechaper. Right? Beis Shammai said two, but Beis Hillel said one. Chatas needs four, but even if you only did one, it's enough. So, va'amai, matana kamaisa mechaper tikto va'anachlo. So maybe at least just do the first matana of chatas. And then you're really done. Do the first matan of chatas before the ola, and then do the ola, because really chatas, your maker had been done. So the Gemara says, Amar Avina, no. Hacha, but what's the source? B'chatas ha-Leviim askinan. We're talking here about the chatas by when the Leviim were nischanech, instead of the firstborns. So those chatos didn't even have the elements of Baal Chet. The avagav dechi ola dami, even though those chatos were considered like an ola. We had a couple of others earlier in the Masechta also, Chatas Nachshon, but again, the Chi Ola Dami, Ka'amar Rachmanu, Tetaktim. You see, the source is even by a Chatas that doesn't have the Ba'al Chet element. So you see, it's not about just the Ba'al Chet that you would say, oh, one is enough. No, you do the Avoda. You do the Avoda, and therefore, the Chatas is always first. A little said it a little differently, B'marava Amri Hol V'Hizcha B'matonis Gomer. Once you started, just finish. Right, you might say that there's a lachatchila, right? But whatever it is, once you started the matanos, we don't just do one, right? We do all of them. Period. Iboy lahu. Continuing. Dam chatas. Now we're going to ask a number of items that were not in the Mishnah. Dam chatas ve'evari ola. We compare dam to dam and evarim to emurin. But what about if a kohen could either be the dam of the chatas or burn the evari ola? Eza man kodem. Which one comes first? Dam chatas kodem b'neisha maratze. Maybe the dam chatas because that's kapara. O dilma evare ola kodmin b'neisha kalil ishim because they're kalil. Right? Those are both important factors. What comes first? Right? The Dvira Kodesh here says, do you look at the karbon or do you look at the avoda? Maybe that's the issue here. The avoda, so the chatas is maratze, but the karbon, right, the ola is kalil. So that's a way to look at it. The chefzer or the maisa. Tashma. So let's try to prove it. Dam chatas kodem l'dam ola. So the first line of the Mishnah says, dam chatas comes before dam ola. So we're medayik. L'dam ola hu dekadim. So maybe dam only comes before dam ola. L'evari ola lo kadim. But evari ola should come first. But the Gemara says, adarabba. You could be medayik the opposite from the next line. Adarabba misefa. Evari ola kodem l'emure chatas. Evarim kod before emurim leemure chatas hutakadim ledam chatas lo kadim. Maybe evari ola only comes before emure chatas and not before dam chatas. Elam hel lekel mashamina. Okay, you can't be medayik anything from either line. Left as an unanswered question. Ibai lehu next. Also similar shaklavataria. Dam ola veemure chatas. The opposite case. If you have dam ola and emure chatas, eze man kodim. Dam ola kodim, dekasi mikoa kalil. Maybe the dam of ola should come first because that's coming from kalil. That's coming from a karbon that is, right, the kalil means the what's burnt. That's the emurin. The dam is kasi mikoa kalil. O dilma emure chatas kodmin. Maybe the emurim should come first, dekasi mikoa mechaper, because it's coming from the mechaper, right? That's those are the intense elements of each carbon. So again, we're trying to be medayik, and we'll say we can't. Tashma, dam chatas kodem l'dam ola, dam chatas uta kodem l'dam ola. Only the dam comes first, avale emure chatas lo, but not the emurin. Adarava, maybe the opposite, mi seifa, be medayik the opposite from the seifa. Evare ola kodmin le emure chatas, evare ola hudakadmi le emure chatas. Evarim come before emurin. Aval dam ola lo, but the dam shouldn't. Same thing. You can be medayik opposite conclusions from the two lines of the Mishnah. So it must be that the Mishnah is not meant to teach us either of these conclusions. Period. Ibailu next. Again, and each of these has a lot to underneath. It's not just technical questions about karbanos. It's going to the root of the relationship between the karbanos. Like this question, Ibailu, dam ola v'dam asham. So remember, we discussed Ola and Chatas are really two poles. Chatas is the most extreme in the Zrikas, it's four Zrikos, it's on Dalet Kronos, it's Lamala Michot HaSirkara, it's on the Kronos, Ola, and all the other Karbanos are below, right? The Ola and the Asham and the Shlamim, everything's below. And but Asham is Baal Chet, like Chatas is. So that makes Asham a little different than the other ones. So now, so we compared Asham and Chatas before. Now, what about Asham and Ola? So Dam Ola and Dam Asham is the man Kodem. Which comes first? Dam Ola Kodem to Asim Mikoa Khalil. Maybe the Dam Ola should come first because it comes from Khalil. It comes from a carbon that is totally burnt. Oh, Dilma, look at this line. Dam Asham Kodem. So what's the Girsa here? What's the Girsa here? So if we don't read the parentheses, is Dim Mechaper. Dam Asham is Mechaper. That's comparing it to like Chatas in a very extreme way. Kodem, or do you say dekaasi mikoach mechaper? So what does that mean? Dekaasi mikoach mechaper, right? You said that before. If you're talking about dam as compared to khalil, maybe it's a secondary mechaper. Look at the shita. He talks about this girsa. Kaasi mikoach mechaper. Kam girsa kol asfarim. Aval Rashi goes kodem demichaper. Right? What's the emphasis? The difference in the girsos? How mechaper is it? Or is it a little bit secondary? So either way, Tashma, so let's try to prove. Again, Dam Ola and Dam Chatas. Da and Dam Asham. Dam Chatas kodem la Dam Ola. Chatas comes before Ola, abo Dam Asham lo. But maybe Dam Asham would not, right? Dam Chatas comes before Ola, but not Asham. The Gemara says, no, maybe not. But Dinu Dubai Lemisni, Dam Asham. You could have also said Dam Asham comes before Ola. The ID, Dubai Lemisni, Seifa. But because the Seifa is going to say, Evari Ola, kodem le Muri Chatas. Because it's going to compare Ola and Chatas in the next line, Di'itana le'emure Asham, because if you would have only said Emure Asham there, I would have misinterpreted. Hava mina le'emure Asham udakadmi, le'emure Chatas lo'kadmi, mishamachi tana Chatas. It has to say Chatas in the Seifa. So once it says Chatas in the Seifa, it says Chatas in the Reisha. But don't be medaik anything. So Tashba, let's try again. Chatas kodam la'asham. Chatas udakadmi le'asham. Aval Ola lo. Maybe Chatas comes before Asham, but but not Ola does not come before Asham. So my lav dam, isn't that talking about the two dams? And therefore it's an answer to our question. Lo a emurin. Maybe it's talking about the emurin that are burned. So it's not about dam. And dekanami, up to you from the language that it's talking about the emurin, diktani mibnesha dama nitan. It says its blood is put, right? And it doesn't say, as it says on the side, veloktani mibnesha hi nitna. If it's talking about the blood, it's talking about hi nitna, not dama, its blood. But it is something else. So Shema Mina, again, no Raya. Next, Chatas Kodemes Vechulu. So Chatas goes before Asham. Why? Because it's on Dalet Kronos, says the Gemara Adaraba. Asham Kadim. Shekein Yesh Lo Kitzva. Maybe Asham should be Kadim. Why? Because Asham has a minimum monetary value. The Torah has. Asham is expensive. So maybe that's a factor that it should be Makdimit. Answer, Afilu Achi, Ribui the Mizbeach Adif. No, the fact that the Mizbeach gets Dalad Zrikos, you know, that's Adif. Good. Asham Kodem Latoda Vechulu. Adarabah. So Asham comes before Toda because it's Kachi Kachim. So Mora says maybe the opposite. Adarabah. Hatoda Vel Nazir Kadami Shekein Tu'unin Lechem. Right? You need breads with the Toda and the El Nazir. Maybe that's why it should be different. Answer, Afilu Achi, Kachi Kachim Adifi. No, still, Kachi Kachim is a more important factor than breads. Told the Bel Nazir Vechulu, so they come because they have breads. Adarabah Shlamim Kadmi Shkein Yeshanam B'Tzibur Kibiyachish. Shlamim should come before because there's Shalmei Tzibur. Right, we know the Kivsei Atzeres on Shavuos. Shlamim is B'Tzibur. There's never a El Nazir that's B'Tzibur or a Toda that's B'Tzibur. Even if you want to say Al Derech Drush, some connect a carbon Pesach to a carbon Toda, but it's still not the same. So the Gemara said, no, afilu achi nechon liyom echad adifi. Still, the fact that you eat it only for one day is adif in that regard. Ibailu, toda v'el nazir, ezem en kodim. What about toda and el nazir? Which one comes first? Toda kadma, shekintuna dalen mine lechem. Toda comes first because it has 40 loaves. El nazir only has 20. O dilma, el nazir kodim, shekin yeshi modem macherim. But an el nazir is part of a package of karbanos. Right? It has other karbanos, like it has a chatas also. Maybe that should show that it is different and more intense. So Tashma, let's try to prove it. Zu kodem es lazu, where the Brisa says, this comes before this, shezu tuna dalad mini lechem, zu ena tuna ela shnei mini lechem. So you see, that's the factor. Todah comes before El Nazir because it has 40 loaves. Shlomim called him the Bachar v'chulu. Adarabah. Shlomim comes before Bachar because he have all those extra avodos. Adarabah Bachar called him Shkein Kedush Asa Meirechem. Maybe Bachar should come first because it's Kadosh from its inception. V'nechal HaKohanim. And it's only to the Kohanim. Shlomim is to everybody. Afilo Hachi Mitzvah Yaseiris Adifi. Again we say, no, Shlomim wins because it has smicha and tnufa and all the other avodos. Habachar kodem b'chulu. So Bachar comes before Meiser. So where's the other Abba? Meiser kodem. Shekein mekadish lefana b'lacharav. It also has an element, right? Meiser sanctifies before and after. Remember that case? If I made a mistake as I'm putting the animals into the gate, I say 9:10 and I messed up. I call 9:10. I called 11:10. They're all Meiser. The Olav Kedusha's Meiser. So you see, Meiser has this power of hakdasha. So doesn't that give it significance? Afilu achi kedusha meirachem adifa. No, still kedusha meirachem overpowers. Meiser kodem laofos v'chulu. Last one. So Meiser comes before ofos. Why? Because it's min. What the Mishnah say? Meiser kodem laofos because it's min zevach, right? Min zevach, and it has kodesh kadashim in it. Says the Gemara. Adarabba ofos kadmi shekein kachi kachim. But birds are kachi kachim. Meiser is only kachi kalim. Afilo achi min zevach adif. Still, min zevach is adif in this in that regard. Okay. We'll stop here by Amar Avina. We'll start Bezrem tomorrow as we continue talking about the relationship between all the different karbanos. Okay, we'll stop here.